Welcome to another edition of the What's Up Weekend podcast. My name is Tim Tompkins. Joining me this week, first time on the program, Ariel Wysocki.
Hey, Tim. Hey, guys. Good to be here.
Nice to have you on. So we're going to let you know what is going on in Jacksonville this weekend. And if you want to get in on some hockey action to start off the weekend, on Friday night, the Jacksonville Icemen take on the Florida Everblades at the Veterans Memorial Arena. And tickets start at just $15.
Yeah, I just saw that they had a big win the last game. Now, if hockey's not quite your thing and you want to kick back a little, maybe have a couple drinks and get a good laugh in, stand-up comedian Carlos Mencia is actually going to be live at the Comedy Zone in Mandarin for just $25.
So I used to watch him on Comedy Central back in the day. He's an edgy comedian. And then on Saturday, the world's largest tiny house event is coming back to the St. John's County Fairgrounds to set up its second annual Florida Tiny House Festival. And you'll get to check out dozens of tiny houses and micro homes, TV celebrities, Friday night concert and fire performance, daytime live entertainment, free movie showings, and dozens of workshops and presentations. Tickets are $20 for adults, and of course, the kids are free. Those tiny houses, have you ever been in one, Ariel?
I actually have not, but that's right in my neighborhood, so I think I might bring my son.
Oh,
sounds
dude,
fun.
They are so much fun. Those little houses, we've all seen them on the internet, and they've had them at a few events here in Jacksonville, but I don't know if you could actually live in a house that small. You'd have to get rid of like everything you own, but it seems like an awesome way to live.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, the Discovery Channel was doing a documentary on micro houses. So I just remember that they were really extremely tiny. I don't know if I would be able to live in there, especially with my 2-year-old.
I don't think you would.
Well, if you don't make it to the Tiny House Festival, you can take your kids to the candy cane making class downtown at Sweet Pete's. You guys can watch the age-old tradition of creating handmade candy canes. All guests will shape canes to take home. $15 for ages 4 and up.
So the Sweet Pete's, those are a lot of fun. The classes, so they last about an hour. And it's really nice, too, because if you don't really love making candy, they have a bar downstairs that you can sit at. And so you can eat candy and go to the bar, and they serve cocktails and all that kind of thing. It's too bad that your son isn't old enough to do this, because those Sweet Pete's classes are a lot of fun.
In a couple of years.
So, and then for the evening crowd on Saturday at Hourglass Pub, Mad at Calford Improv Comedy Show. It is 21 and up comedy and arcade games. The show is entirely improvised and based on your suggestions. It's only $5 at the door. I've been to a couple of these, and they are so much fun. Hilarious improv comedy shows.
Well, Tim, I've never actually been to one, so could be interesting. And if you're out in the St. John's County area, this will be a fun-filled event that you can also take your kids to. The 5th annual Fall Craft and Vendor event, featuring 139 vendors, kid-friendly Star Wars characters, will be on-site all day long with fun games completely free. How exciting.
Well, and it seems like St. John's is doing all the things for the kids. This weekend, it's almost like there's a ton of children out in St. John's.
Yeah, so you can go to the Tiny House Festival and then hop over to the World Golf Village.
Mm-hmm. And then to cap off your 6 o'clock Sunday night evening at the Morocco Shine Center, load up the family and listen to your favorite holiday tunes as you drive through over 500,000 lights that twinkle and dance to the music. The 1 mile drive has 2 mega trees, a 300-foot tunnel of lights and custom holiday scenes, free hot chocolate, and free candy for everybody.
And we went a couple of years ago, and it was absolutely amazing.
Are you going to go to it this year?
Yeah, Tim, you're more than welcome to join if you want.
I will keep that in mind. And thank you so much, Ariel Wysocki, for joining me on this edition of the What's Up Weekend podcast. And now for a look at what your forecast is looking like with CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax's chief meteorologist, Mike Burrish.
Sunny, mild end of the work week on your Friday. Highs tomorrow will approach 75 in the afternoon, a little cooler at the beaches. Then a mostly sunny and warm Saturday, all the way up to around 80 degrees. Then the clouds will increase on Sunday. Still mild, but with a few showers developing. Highs in the mid-70s, quite a bit cooler and breezy for Monday, and highs only in the upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Join me today, beginning at 5 p.m. for CBS 47 Action News Jax.